Jim, we were just talking about the fact that it's been 20 years since Australia hosted the Sydney 2000 Olympics. Of course, the Tokyo Games have been postponed to next year, which we were just figuring out in the song. First time the Olympic Games has ever been postponed. It has been cancelled before, but never been postponed. Now, the reason why...
My favourite part, by the way, is all the merch and everything still has 2020 on it.
Yeah, and they're just going to keep that.
Yeah.
It costs so much
to reprint and medals.
Medals? Absolutely. Jim, the reason we bring it up is because I was fortunate enough that a member of my family, my auntie, actually competed in the 2000 Olympics in the rowing, in the double scull, this time 20 years ago. She's a six-time national champion, medalist at the World Championships, and a dual Olympian at both Atlanta and Sydney. She's in the final for the women's scull at the Sydney Olympics. Please welcome, live on the phone right now, my auntie Bronwyn.
Good morning.
Auntie Bron, 20 years on. 20 years on, can you believe it?
Don't rub it in, Nate. No, I can't. 20 years. Where has that time gone? I do not know what I've been doing.
Can I also say, just quickly, Bronwyn, Nate's mentioned many times, you know, your great achievements, but the thing he's most proud of is we found out that you have a Wikipedia page, and he's also very upset he doesn't have one of his own.
I didn't even know that. Auntie Bron, did you know you had a Wikipedia page?
My kids found it. I did not know. I didn't have anything to do with it, I swear.
So when you have a Wikipedia page, do our good friends over at Wikipedia, do they call you up and ask for some chats? No, not at all.
Nothing. So what could be anything on that page about me? I don't even think I've looked the whole way through it.
Oh, well, maybe you should check it then.
Nath edited it this morning. It says favourite nephew is Nath. Bronwyn, yeah, so... 20 years on, so can I ask, because you did Athens. Oh, no, was it Athens or Atlanta?
Atlanta.
So when you're at Atlanta and you made that, was it your? Yep. Did you just have this goal of like, I need to make Sydney because you're from Sydney and that it was like a big thing to do it in your own backyard?
No, to be honest, though, it was just what I did. I rowed. I took up rowing because, as Nathan probably tells you all the time, his father, my brother, is awesome. And I just wanted to do something with my life that he couldn't do. So I started rowing and it just went from there because he'd never rowed. And so I just took it and I beat him over 100 metres once, which was the highlight of my life.
He would have hated that.
Didn't talk to me for a month.
So you're saying beating Nate's dad was better than being in the Olympics?
You know Nate's dad, don't you?
Yeah. No, you're right. It's a gold medal in the Roy family.
Auntie Bron, we were just talking about how different the vibe obviously has been 20 years on. I mean, you live in Sydney at the moment. I mean, it was just an absolute hub of so much excitement and so much international representation. Can you describe what it was like being a member of the Australian Olympic team at the Sydney Olympics whilst you were competing?
Oh, phenomenal is the only word you could use. It was incredible. The atmosphere around Sydney at the time was just fantastic. It was electric. Everyone was, you know, walking around smiling and hugging and shaking hands. All those things we're not allowed to do anymore. Mm. And Sydney turned on, you know, absolute fabulous weather for it. And, it was really good.
Bronwyn, did you get to see many of the other, like, events? Like, did you get to spend much time watching? And did you get free tickets? How did it work for someone competing?
Yeah. After our event, we put in a ballot every night and got tickets. You could kind of go to these ticket boxes in the village and pick up whatever was left over. So yep. I did get to watch. I was in the athletics. I was in the stadium when Kathy Freeman ran.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, something. I was actually sitting behind her at the opening ceremony when the big domey thing went up over her head. that was awesome. But, yeah, wow. Watching her run live was something I'll never forget.
Wow.
Auntie Bron, I mean, we have heard you describe this before, but for everybody out there, I mean, can you describe the moment when you're rowing in the Olympic final? Right. There's a rowing course in a place called Penrith in Sydney.
Penrith,
and there's no crowd up until one point when you're coming through. Can you describe that moment where you just hear the roar of your own countrymen supporting you in the Olympic final?
It's incredible. Your rowing course is 2 kilometres long. So for the first 1750 metres, you're out there and all you hear is, you know, your own breathing, your own heart, your oars on the water, whatever, and then you just come into this wall of noise. It's there was, I don't know, 10,000 people in a stadium, and because it's over an 8-lane course, it's not a big area.
Mm.
So it's just compacted with people, and they're all just screaming for you. And it just lifts you. It just takes you to a higher place, I guess. And, you know, you can get more, even though you're tired and you just want to see that finish line, you can, it just lifts you up. Mm. That little bit higher. It's an incredible feeling.
Wow, it's goosebumps listening to that.
Can I ask, Nathan, I'm obsessed. One of my dreams in Cuba is to go to the Olympics. Obviously, that's not happening.
Oh, you've been to watch.
Yeah, I went to watch, yeah. Maybe, Nathan, I could do the show from the Olympics one day. But do you, Brahma, do your kids care? Like, do they have an interest in knowing your past and your history?
When it was not 20 years ago, when it was, you know, 4 years after and what have you, and the kids were young, and I was at I think actually Nathan dragged me into primary school at Olympics Day at Laguna Street.
Yeah.
Show and tell.
We had a show and tell. I had the coolest auntie. Yeah, it was very cool.
I remember doing that. I've done that a couple of times for all my kids, you know, turned up to school in the uniform and had a chat with all the little kids and stuff. But, not now, because the 20-year reunion or anniversary is coming up, we are chatting about it a bit with the kids, but no, it's not something that I dwell on.
Mm. Something that I dwell on, and you're my auntie.
Yeah. Well, maybe if they're not impressed by that, tell them about the Wikipedia page.
Auntie Bron, 20 years on, what an incredible thing. Still getting goosebumps when you're describing that finish at the Olympic final. Well done.
Yeah,
thanks so much. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.